This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, do not fly this airline. Well, actually, I don't know if it's the airline that did it, but it's a definitely not flying the friendly skies in terms of odor. That can happen on these airplanes, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. First and foremost, we've got to acknowledge a really important and powerful topic related very personally to me, Super Don, and that is the injury that my wife suffered at the hands of dentists years and years ago. And I'm not saying it was intentional. That's not what we're here to discuss. But we have questions of the day coming in on dentistry all the time. And I don't often get to reach out to a holistic dentist that I really respect and feel comfortable getting on the air here. And so we got Dr. David Edwards scheduled a little later in this hour. And we'll talk about some real serious issues, cavitations, root canals and things. So I think it'll be a very informative hour, doing our level best to bring the power to heal and even, you know, navigate a dangerous and scary place. That is dentistry, modern dentistry. So are you up for that, Super D?
Yeah, looking forward to that. We don't talk about that as much as we probably could. So
good,
we'll be touching on that.
I'd have to have a dentist on call, 24/7 to answer all the questions that we'll get on that. So looking forward to that. I am. And folks, remember, the upcoming events always listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and we do have a few that are up and coming that we'd love for you to be there for any or all of them. And all you have to do is click the show notes open and then just scroll on down, and you'll see them there. We have a few listed. There'll be more added shortly. But the upcoming ones include the Northern Colorado Hemp Expo. That's April 6th through the 7th of 2018, if you're listening live with us. A live expo in Atlanta. Back to Atlanta, April 21st and 22nd, and then the Total Health 2018 in Toronto, Canada, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's a great show. I'll definitely be bringing that power to heal from neurological degradation diseases for sure to that one. We get the big United States Health Freedom Congress. You're all welcome to 10th, 11th, 12th of June of 2018, and more. More on the way. Links are in the show notes as well. There's a documentary film that's come out called Real Immunity, two parts to it, and you can listen or say watch it for free. You'll have an opportunity to buy it later, but you've got to sign up. It's linked up in the notes as well. You'll see an image of Real Immunity and a drop into looks like a tincture bottle, and it's all about homeopathy, homeoprophylaxis, and I'm very excited that our friend Scylla Whatcott has put that out. We'll have to get her on board soon to go through that for folks to realize there's a lot more information out there. And I'm so glad it's being covered in a documentary film type of way.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are we going to do now? What are we talking about now? We're in the second hour of the show.
Prediction time.
Here is a headline
that
I did a double take on.
Okay.
Not because of the headline, because we would agree with the headline. It's the source of the headline.
The source. What is the source?
I think this is going to be an "I told you so" here.
Okay. warning to our board.
We don't have to play it.
No, we're going to play.
Daniel will cringe. But here's the headline: Why next year's flu vaccine will be lousy too?
Really?
Now, if I gave you like five guesses about where this news story is coming from, I would venture to say you probably would not have guessed. You would have missed all five.
Right.
This is NBC News.
Yeah, it should have been a natural news headline article, right? Why next year's flu vaccine will be lousy, too.
Yeah.
Right? No, in fact, it's more of the piling on from within their own industry. And, you know, we predicted that this was going to happen and followed it as it happened, but gave you perspective as to why it was happening. This only reinforces, it doesn't change anything as far as my opinion about why this happened. Because you'd think, well, why would they do that? I mean, they would never eat their own. They would never accuse
vaccines. Here's the reason why. Because if the universal flu vaccine was not something that is on the horizon, that they are probably going to come out, I'm going to guess by next flu season, by next year, they're going to have something that they're going to be pushing on people. But had this been said, say, 5 years ago, right? People would have been coming out of the woodwork about how irresponsible it is to make statements like that, because that will discourage people from getting the flu vaccine. That's dangerous what you're doing. You are killing people. NBC News.
Right.
You are killing people because you uttered those words. How could you do that? They'd be rebuked. Scientists would be condemning them. Advertisers would be leaving. You know, why do I say this? Because we've seen this. We've seen that sort of thing happen with other people. When they've said anything negative about the flu shot or a vaccine, they are accused of being mass murderers now. The blood of the innocents are now on your hands because you uttered those words. But now NBC is getting away with it.
Doctors are threatened with loss of license, right? This is very serious. In Australia, we've seen the government now targeting doctors who are writing exemptions or speaking out in terms of what they have seen in the peer-reviewed literature or clinically in their practices about this. Again, you are so right, Super Don. Why and how is NBC News getting away with this? Well, it is indicative that there are marching orders at the highest levels of the pharmaceutical industrial complex vaccine division of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They know, and they've been working on it for quite some time, that they were targeting this universal flu vaccine or universal flu shot. Remember, was it a week or two ago we covered, the doctor from Vanderbilt? He sounded like William Schaffner. That's it.
Schaffner.
Yeah, remember him? And he also ended up with the idea of the Holy Grail, right? The universal flu shot. Until then, they acknowledge now the flu shots are not great. Percentage-wise, they don't work, but they'll still always come back with, but they're the best thing ever. They're the best thing that we have, so keep getting them. So why would they predict next year? This is called operant conditioning. They're conditioning you to abandon the old stuff. And in fact, the sub-headline here indicates it. Flu vaccines are made months in advance using old-fashioned technology.
Wow.
Right? Old-fashioned technology. What would they call that? The logical fallacy of adopting something because it's, you know, antiquity or something in antiquity?
You know that is one of them. That is true.
But they're utilizing that to kind of condition you to say, you know what, there's something new coming out.
That's right. See, we're going to replace the old-fashioned technology with the cutting-edge technology, right?
Yes.
Look, it's the new and improved.
Will this be gene splicing, gene editing, CRISPR technology, something? Again, they've been teasing it. They've been talking about it. And the fact that they are allowed now to speak, you know, the first rule of Fight Club is not to what? You know that. The first rule of vaccinology is never to speak ill of any vaccines. Do not question their safety or efficacy. Yeah. Even if you're pro-vaccine, you become anti-vaccine. So why is NBC News not being accused of being anti-vaxxers at this point? It is because they have this at the ready. And your prediction, Super Don, is probably not wrong, or else they would never be situating these articles one after another, going, yeah, we're trashing our own flu shot, even as we say that's the best we got. So folks, get ready. Next flu season, this is where it's going, but you'll know there are other ways to address it because you are longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, with that warning, taking heed, remember, the multi-strain flu relief from Dr. King's is available in a homeopathic form. We have silver hydrosol. We modulate immunity with Better Way Health's beta-1 3D glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com. We take selenium. We have molecular hydrogen in our water. There's so many things that will prevent influenza from occurring even after they introduced their latest, greatest scientific, so-called space-age technology with next year's universal flu shot. So be on the lookout. Now, in this, we got to transition, Super D. I know we got more to do, but we not only have questions of the day, but we have these as well.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
Yes, today's comment of the day coming from Sharon. Sharon, she says, I've been trying to find a definite answer to the question, is CBD oil totally legal? I love that she's asking the question. She says this, though, in follow-up to her own question, I just found out this is a gray area. I work for an agency that oversees intelligently disabled people. That is the PC word for this year. I've never heard. Have you heard that? Intelligently disabled.
Intelligently disabled.
What does that mean? They're intelligently disabled. That means they lack intelligence?
Well, I think that would say that they're intelligent, but then if you're going to say intelligently disabled, that would mean there would have to be unintelligent disabled people.
So basically, it's instead of saying people who are dumb as rocks, we have to now. It's like I've talked about people who are fat. You can't say that they're gravitationally challenged.
Okay.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. This is the silly part.
Interesting. All right. Anyway.
But she's obviously a little tongue in cheek here because she knows what PC is and she's saying it, Sharon. So we're not making fun, but we are. I have no idea. I've never heard that PC term yet, so that's new to us. But she's trying to help a client ease off of Abilify by using CBD oil. Because monetary support comes from the state and federal government, her agency, she says, is telling us that this person cannot use CBD because it's not federally legal. Mm. But after much digging, Sharon says, I found out that the feds have recognized CBD derived from hemp is legal. But if it's derived from, quote-unquote, cannabis or marijuana, then no, it is not. Well, that's what we've been saying, even though there's nuance to that. But yes, from hemp, it is perfectly legal and available and has been sold in health food stores for years. This past Monday, she said the feds tried a case in Tennessee trying to figure out how to classify CBD. But unfortunately for my client, they will be making a firm decision on this topic, but it may take up to 9 months to get the answer. Sheesh, Sharon. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right. If you're dealing with federal stuff, that is problematic. So I appreciate the comment of the day. It's spot on, and we appreciate you. Check it out. PlusCBDOil.com is where we get ours. RSV15 gets you 15% off. Finally, one more comment of the day coming from Lilith Lair on YouTube. You'd have a great show if we didn't have to watch 20 minutes of setup and 15 more minutes of inside jokes that are only funny to you. Jeez.
Ouch.
Ouch. Super dumb. What are we going to do? Oh.
Well, let's see here. 20 minutes? No, look. It's like maybe 5 minutes.
All right, Lil Slayer. We appreciate your comments. We got to go.
We love you.
We got to go. We got a break, and we've got Dr. David Edwards coming up. We'll be back to wrap it up with Super Don at the end of today's show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now
could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of the most common questions I get here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I don't get to answer it that often, particularly with those in the know, is in the dental field. Those of you who've listened to my show for many years know my wife suffered from after a dental extraction with what is commonly called a cavitation that it took 6 years to figure this thing out. And the man I'm bringing up now, I am just grateful all the way to the highest of heaven. Dr. David Edwards, a wonderful man, a dentist. He's worked with his dad, George, for many years, and he does great work in the Sanford, Orlando area. And we're going to be answering a question of the day as well. But Dr. Edwards, thanks for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So people know of my travails. I'm open and honest about things we go through as a homeopath, as a healer, one that works with silver. I talk about all the things that I can help people with. But my wife suffered 6 years because I didn't have the expertise to help her. And, you know, we talked about the extractions that have happened, what I've read about, things called cavitations. I know that as a dentist, there's controversy, and there are things you can and can't say. So I'm going to let you maneuver around these issues, but we even a question of the day that'll get to as well. But the concerns people have for dentistry is that they can cause great, great damage. Of course, when they're awesome like you, they can do great work.
Mm-hmm. What people commonly refer to as cavitations, they're also referred to maybe as Nico lesions. Foucault, who wrote are basically the main text for pathology for the dental schools, identifies, you know, areas in bone, you know, a lot of times if you have an extraction that didn't go well or heal all the way, you can see on an x-ray, you know, an outline of a tooth or you know, in more severe cases,
mm-hmm.
Where the bone is open, and there's infection in there. So what you can do with that, is go in and clean that out and make an environment where the bone can heal up. When you have any kind of infection remaining,
mm-hmm.
The bone just stays infected. And there's a lot of inflammation, and a lot of those things, that occur from that, and that can cause some other problems.
Well, in my wife's case, as you know, she was having pain that was intractable. They call it a trigeminal neuralgic type pain. They call it the suicide pain because you never get relief from it. And, you know, I've talked about the things that we had to use to manage it. Even the hardest of opioid drugs didn't touch it. The CBD kept her alive until this was figured out. And I know you prayed on this. You worked real hard on this to figure this out. But people are greatly concerned about what we would say is a simple extraction, how it could end up in such a disastrous scenario. I know that there are things called like PRP, PRF. Maybe you can speak to some of the advancements in preventing this from happening if someone should need an extraction.
One of the things that we do with pretty much all of our extractions is procedure called platelet-rich fibrin. And what that is when you have a whole blood, if that's spun down at a certain speed and certain angle, it creates a fibrin clot. And the fibrin clot that remains from that has a lot of the growth factors, you know, that are present in a person's blood. And what we do with that is you go in and you process that down, mm-hmm. and then that gets inserted into the extraction site, and it creates kind of a healing environment for that site to really heal up, clean up any infection. We've had some really, really good results with that. One of the first cases that we did with it was with an elderly woman who had a really poor history of healing up after these. And she healed beautifully. That was, you know, a real confirming case for me. But what it does is it just goes in and it scavenges. It helps to encourage the healing process of the tissue and of the bone. And it also goes in and helps clean up that area, any residual bacteria. I don't think we're having to mechanically clean up these sites, you know, quite as much as aggressively maybe as we did before, you know, the PRF procedure.
Mm-hmm.
The PRP procedure is very similar. It's called platelet-rich plasma, and that's getting more of a liquid form. But we've had greater success with the platelet-rich.
The fibrin, the PRF.
Fibrin portion.
I would acknowledge that based on the advancements in the recovery that my wife has gone through. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, we've got Dr. David Edwards on, and we have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Holisticdentalhealth.com is the website, and we're going to continue this discussion and answer a question of the day related to this issue after the break. Check it out. All the links are up and at them, and we're going to bring that power to heal, even in your mouth. Back to you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am so grateful for my guest this hour, Dr. David Edwards. You've been doing this for a lot of years with your dad, George Edwards, and he's a legend too. You've been part of the IAOMT doing non-toxic, holistically inclined dentistry, which again, fraught with controversy because the dental field has been utilizing things that I would not want to put anywhere near anybody that I care about, particularly mercury and the use of fluoride. And I realize, again, sensitive to your ability to communicate this. There's a lot of restrictions on freedom of speech once you're in the dental profession.
Well, we have to, you just have to be very careful in how you present any kind of, information or any kind of new procedures or processes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful for my dad. He was a pioneer. He started practicing this way back in 1988. He started in 1969, but he's been a fantastic mentor. I've really been blessed with having somebody to kind of guide me through everything starting fresh. So I'm very thankful for that.
What a great mentor to have as a dad, or vice versa, a dad as a mentor. And, you know, we're all blessed that you're out there doing good work and continuing to dig and research on these topics, and I thank you for being with me today. Now, we had a question of the day coming in from a Luann, and we sort of been addressing some of it. And she says, I have a tooth with a root canal that is beginning with infection in the bone. My holistic dentist is recommending a zirconium implant, but my husband doesn't want to spend the $5,000. I know it can be expensive. She says, I'm considering just pulling it, but I lost the tooth next to it, so I'll have two open spaces on that side. The bigger issue for her, she says, is I don't want to go through what your wife went through. Because, as I said, I mentioned this, and it's nerve-wracking to go through 6 years of that, much less 6 months of that. And, again, knowing that the controversy about root canals within the dental profession might restrict how you communicate this, I will just say I find it abhorrent that a profession would leave a dead necrotic tissue, like a tooth that is now not alive, in the body. That's my opinion. You can relate it however you want safely for your perspective, but I want this response so that she can feel comfortable that there are ways to go about this safely.
Well, there are a lot of different viewpoints on root canals. They've been argued back and forth for many, many years. Of course, you have the American Association of Endodontics. They would have a very pro viewpoint. And then you could have some groups such as Weston Price or or Hal Huggins. His foundation, they would have a very different viewpoint on that. And there's a lot of information to go out and read. As a dentist, we always have to give every option of treatment that's reasonable or available. So we always discuss root canals and treatment. Legally we have to give, if that's an option, we have to give the patients that option. Whatever the patient chooses, of course that's their choice.
So this person clearly doesn't want that. So when they're obviously on board with that, I know that you're supportive of that and you help people out. But the idea of the extraction leading to, or correcting a root canal or removing it, leading to the suffering that my wife went through. That's why we opened, and I wanted you to open talking about the PRP, then the PRF, which you're using. That is, it is reasonable to assess that you can circumvent that happening to someone, like what happened to my wife years ago.
That's a very good question. If you have a patient, a lot of times we have a lot of patients that come from physician referral or practitioner referral, and for one reason or another, if we need to remove a root canal, you want to make sure that it's done properly. Root canals in our textbooks in dental school are described as disinfected but not sterile, meaning that there's no disagreement that there's bacteria remaining. The disagreement within the groups comes as to how much bacteria there is and what the effect of the the immune system having to deal with that is. When you take out a tooth, there's a lot of little ligament fibers that hold the tooth to the bone.
Right.
So if there's infection present, which in the text verifies that there is infection remaining in a root canal tooth, you really want to make sure you get all of those ligament fibers that are in the bone, holding the bone and the tooth together. You want to clean those out as best as you can. So what we do is we go in and we really curette and clean those really, really well, and we rely on the PRF, the platelet-rich fibrin product procedure, to go in and kind of clean those out, even further. Of course, before PRF, we did, we did them with just cleaning them out really well. And we had really good results. But now, using PRF, that's just been accentuated. And, in your wife's case, that was the big difference, from, cleaning it out previously to cleaning it out, the second time where we had, breakthrough success.
Yeah, and Luann says, do you have any perspectives or things that you would have done differently asking me? And I was like, yeah, I wish I would have known Dr. David Edwards years ago when this happened, and you know, we would have prevented it or responded to it much more efficiently right away. I'm so sorry that my wife suffered so many years, but I'm grateful, again, to you, Dr. Edwards, and that you stuck with it and that we found a way to get through it and beyond it. And for Luann's sake, again, finding someone like, you know, it's like, I know you're not the only guy that can do this or gal that can do this, because there are men and women dentists out there that can. But certainly, is it the IAOMT or are there other associations you want to be sure if people are, you know, looking for dentists that are more holistically oriented, that could, you know, utilize these techniques?
The IAOMT, the International Academy of Oral Medical Toxicology, they're a great resource for finding dentists that practice along the same lines, holistically or biologically.
Yeah.
And they have a directory of doctors that are members, and they do a pretty good job of differentiating, you know, people that have done stuff within the academy, you know, versus somebody who just joins up and comes on the list.
Sure.
On the original question, with regards to filling up spaces,
mm-hmm.
We get that question a lot with zirconia implants, you know, what to do with this open space.
Right.
If you know, in all of dentistry, there's generally three ways to replace a tooth. Either you can do, you know, a partial or a bridge or an implant. Sometimes you can't do bridges because of, you know, where things lay. But a lot of times for cleanliness purposes or healing, you can do something like a partial, you know, where it's reversible. If you know, it's very holistic, very biological, because it can be taken out, it can be removed. You know, that's not so easy to do with an implant, certainly.
Right.
You know, or even a bridge. If somebody has a reaction to something, it's very hard to, you know, switch gears and do something different. So sometimes one of the cleanest ways to get a patient through a challenging spell is to put them in something that, you know, they can do something different with, and that, you know, for that a partial works pretty well. Zirconia implants, you have two different types of implant material, either zirconia, which is a silicate based, you know, related to sand, versus a titanium type, which is metal. Both implants have high cost to them. Zirconia have some more complexity and more trickery in placing them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, they will cost more. The advantage with one versus the other, titanium's tried and true. It's been around for a long time. And usually once they go in, they don't fail. The concern from a biological standpoint is, you know, energy flow. Electricity in the body, you have meridian points and going between, you know, each tooth has an associated meridian point. So in some sensitive patients, you know, they can have trouble with implanting a metal
on
a specific meridian point. So for most practical purposes, we consider the zirconia to be non-metal and non-interfering.
Nice.
So
that's good distinction.
That's really the biggest change or the biggest differentiating point between those two.
Excellent. And I think in my wife's case, you put in a partial, right, that kind of can come in and out.
I believe so. I believe we did. And that was, you know, she had so many sensitivity.
Yes.
You know,
we didn't want to risk.
We wouldn't have risk at that point. No, she, you know, she had interest in doing something more permanent, you know, perhaps an implant down the road. But at that point in time, she really wasn't in a place where it would be, you know, I would feel really comfortable doing that with her just because,
right.
You know, you don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
She was very, you know, very weak.
Exactly. And, of course, for Luann's question, because she's sensitive, I can tell from hearing the story, as anybody should, you know, take your time, pray on it as well, find the right doctor for you to work this. But I appreciate in such a brief time we've been able to go through some of these options. Real quick, we got a couple of minutes left, and I know you have to run too, but the idea of addressing infection beyond the era of antibiotics. You know, you and I know of the benefits, for instance, of silver in appropriate form to utilize locally. Also ozone. Are these things now accepted within the dental practice, or are these considered off-label and how you can interact with them? So, because, you know, the overuse and abuse of antibiotics is a very real problem.
The antibiotics, you know, certainly have their place. We use them in the practice regularly and legally, you know, we need to. Some patients have some sensitivities to the antibiotics. They can cause some issues. And a lot of the, something as simple as premedication, you know, we used to, as a profession, we premedicated many, many, many more people with antibiotics than what we do today. And the American Heart Association essentially came out with that they were having more bad outcomes from the overuse of the antibiotics.
Right, right.
Than they actually did, you know, the problems with the, you know, with not premedicating that they were trying to prevent in the first place. So we use the antibiotics. They definitely have their place. Some things I almost demand patients to use them in real extreme cases. They're very strong. But a lot of the times we can use different alternatives and substitutes, and they work very, very well. Colloidal silver definitely has a lot of antibacterial effects to it. Ozone gas.
Yes.
Ozone water.
Mm-hmm.
Different forms of ozone do fantastic for antibacterial use.
Yeah.
And also things like oil of oregano extract. Some of those combinations can be very effective.
Everybody check it out, holisticdentalhealth.com. Linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks, Luann, for your question, and we'll do this again. We'll be right back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Thank you once again to Dr. David Edwards. Very serious topic here on dental issues, and I am, as I said, grateful for him. Check him out. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, for those of you who are into spring breaks and travels, if you're going to be flying anywhere this season or this summer, we got to give you a heads up here in terms of flying the odoriferous skies. Apparently, you know, my wife used to be a flight attendant for Pan Am, and so I tend to make friends, and I appreciate what flight attendants go through because of the stories I heard. And my mom, she was a flight attendant for LOL Airlines years ago. My gosh, at the beginning of the jet age. So I've got flight attendants in the family, in the blood, so to speak. But they've told me stories about, well, flatulence in the air. You know, this happens. You're in a tin can.
So, all right. So yeah. People farting on a plane.
Right. Yes. Right. And it's not like Samuel L. Jackson said, get these blankety blank
farts off this blankety blank, blank plane.
Right. Yeah. You know, but apparently somebody was feeling that way because there was anger and even violence visited over the fact that one passenger's breaking wind consistently and continuously on a plane trip, forced an emergency landing. Strong wind, they said, forced pilots to make this landing. Apparently it was on the inside, not the outside.
Yes.
It sounds like Air Transylvania, but it's Transavia from Dubai to Amsterdam.
Yeah, I've never heard of that airline. But,
wow.
So you had one guy that apparently would not stop
passing gas,
however you want to call it. They're too, he was Dutch, I guess.
Hmm.
And it resulted in some kind of a fight of some sort. And so it wasn't the farts themselves that caused the plane to have to land.
It was the
people fighting with each other because the one guy apparently couldn't stop or he didn't want to. Now, it's interesting because at the end of this article, this is a CTV News out of Canada.
Yeah.
At the end, they give a reason as to why perhaps this person had trouble in ceasing.
Yeah, I'm curious.
The flatulence. And apparently, there's a scientific explanation for it.
Oh, okay.
That they have something called high altitude flatus expulsion.
Ooh.
H-A-F-E.
Really?
And it is a phenomenon cited in Western Journal of Medicine that refers to an increase in both the volume and the frequency of the passage of flatus, I guess it's flatulence.
Right? Yes, yes.
Which spontaneously occurs while climbing at altitudes of 11,000 feet or greater.
Wow.
So apparently, I guess if you've got gas and you get on a plane,
it expands.
And you go to 11,000 feet, then it increases in volume and you can't help it. And, you know, I mean, it's got to go somewhere, right?
You know, here's what I think. You know, you're on an airplane, you've got a captain, and the captain makes the rules. It's now admiralty jurisdiction. I'm thinking you put this guy in the lavatory and you just leave him there until he's done, because at that point at least it's somewhat contained, and then you don't have to make an emergency landing due to fights over farts. That's not pleasant at all. And also, I think, you know what, in the emergency kits on airplanes, they should have, like, you know, bottles of activated charcoal. They can be, you know, these passengers could say, you know, I'm one of those that suffers from this HAFE. Can I have some charcoal on the way out on the plane?
You know, they make underwear that way. I remember they came out charcoal with, like, underwear. A charcoal activated underwear.
Right.
You know, that,
it's not, and then no, we're not going to have you stick a charcoal briquette up your butt, you know, as you go on the plane. But you can take it orally, and it helps to take care of it. There are homeopathic remedies that address excess gas. You could do the silver aloe protocol. That will help. But yeah, the activated charcoal is one of those things that can absorb it much more readily and rapidly.
I think it's interesting these guys are Dutch. You ever heard of a Dutch oven?
Yeah, of course.
They invented the Dutch oven, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the thing you cook in. That's when you have somebody in bed with you, and then you pass gas, and you force their head under the covers.
No, I've never...
It's called a Dutch oven.
I did not know it. That was thank you.
You did not know that?
That was really gross, and I'm just not. This is what I get on my birthday, Super Don. I learned about this Dutch oven. I didn't know that's what it was. I thought it was a real oven that you cook something.
I thought everybody knew what a Dutch oven was.
Well, just so you know, there are certain areas of this world I'm still naive about. I know stuff about
stuff.
Well,
now you know.
But I didn't know about that, and I don't. Can I rewind it, go back in time to not know that?
You cannot unhear that. I'm sorry.
Super Don, that was like the worst gift ever on my birthday.
All right. I'm sorry.
I love you anyway. Appreciate you anyway. All right, folks. We had another great show. Thanks to Dr. David Edwards. Thanks to Herman, right? From Herman's Herbit.
Yep.
No,
Dave Herman.
Dave Herman. And we have an enjoyable standing for liberty here with the folks that believe in health freedom and healing liberty. And I think this was a great birthday show. Thank you, Super D, for making it sound so good and not having excess flatulence along the way.
Happy birthday.
All right. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.